our superiors had asked us, because of we had asked you before to pray for the synod on the family. And so with that, the superiors had asked that we try to at least give the fundamental truths on marriage at least three times during either October and November during those months. So that's why Reverend Mr. McManus, on the Feast of Christ the King, he tied in the fact of our Lord being obviously king of society, but then the foundation of our society is the family itself. So he tied in the idea of family and marriage because of that. And so we'll be continuing that, obviously, for this Sunday, too. I'll be speaking on, obviously, the importance of the family as a union that God has established and the sanctity of that. But I think it's also important for us to realize then, because of the attack on the family that is one in today's society, that is something that is necessary for us to understand clearly these fundamental truths of marriage, not only then the fundamental truths, but then to also to realize the need that we have to fight for marriage itself. And so because it has been attacked by society, because it has been something that even the discussions that are going on in Rome, that we have to pray and we have to sacrifice, obviously, to try to make sure that the Catholic Church keeps to these truths of marriage. And so it is, it's interesting, one bishop in the conciliar church had said that the synod was a black mark on the Holy See. And he's saying it in the sense of, because of what was discussed, even some of the things that they are considering, he shows that it's a black mark on the Holy See, a black mark on the pontificate of Pope Francis, of just things that he's considering. And so that's where he said it's necessary for us to understand what is the truth and then to fight for that. And so it's good to see at least some of the bishops understanding that, that they are willing to fight for that. But then us too, that we have to understand the sanctity of marriage itself. And if we understand that, then all the more so, yes, will we fight for that? Will we battle for that? Will we be willing to sacrifice all that we can for that? And so that's why I think it's important for us to understand that, that one, the sanctity of marriage, the holiness of marriage that is there, and that is something for you married couples, hopefully is something that you consider often. It is something that you pray about. It is something that you read about. And I encourage you to also to try to read the nuptial mass itself. Because through the nuptial mass, you see what the church is asking for a couple that is about to enter into this relationship. The prayers that are asked for them, what is expected out of them. And so through that, it shows very clearly then what the Catholic Church deems and shows for their married couples. And as I say, because of how much is attacked in the world today, how much that the world tries to separate and to fight against the true definition, the true understanding of what marriage is, all the more so then should we understand that and pray about that. And for you couples to realize that. And especially then maybe those couples that are thinking about marriage, all the more so should they realize of the holiness of life that is there. But that is the means that God has chosen for you to sanctify your soul. It's interesting because in our religion class for the 11th and 12th graders, we're going over vocations. You know, the vocation to the religious life, vocation to the married state, the vocation to the single state. All of these are different means that God has placed before people that they see very clearly that this is the path, there is one path for them to save their soul. That God has chosen for their soul. And so then you expect for the children, obviously, to take very seriously the discussions on that, to understand it, to pray about it, and then to realize, okay, well, then I have to try to see what is God's will for me. What path has God chosen for me to save my soul? And so that is where then you understand that and you realize that, and then hope that the children make the right choice. That if they're called to the religious states, well, then they follow that call. If marriage is then going to be their vocation for them, then they realize the selection of a spouse and how important that is for the sanctification of their soul. And so that is where then, because it is so attacked today, we have to try to go back and to understand what the church brings out for us to meditate upon and think about. Pope Pius XI said that the union of souls by God's decree is where a sacred and inviolable bond arises. And so if we understand that, if we try to see what is the Pope saying, it is by God's decree that two people are brought together. Again, obviously, if they follow the things correctly, if they try to pray and they try to understand who is the spouse that will help to lead them to heaven, that is the determining factor for their spouse. And that is what is a shame. A lot of times you can get people that they just look for, whether the first pretty face they find, or they think this is Mr. Wonderful or whatever, and they don't look into understanding, is this person going to help me to save my soul? Are they going to lead me to heaven? And so that is where Pius XI tries to bring that out and saying that when a union of souls, when two souls are brought together, one, it is by God's decree that God brought them together. And so from that, he says, that is where a sacred and inviolable bond arises. A sacred bond. One that can never be separated by mankind. Because it is brought together by Almighty God that he leads these two people together, and by bringing them together, that is how then they will save their soul. And so Pius XI is very clear on what he talks about in terms of this union of souls. And that is where you see all the different points of that in the nuptial mass itself. Two souls being brought together. We see it in sacred scripture. But it is through all of these things that we understand when these two people are brought together, it is something that is sacred. And being something that is sacred, yes, obviously it is something that is brought together by Almighty God. And what God brings together, let no man put asunder. Let no man break apart. And then when he brings these two people together, well then obviously from that he will also give them the graces that they need to save their soul. Because obviously if God wants something to stay together, he will give the necessary things to keep them together. And so that is what they receive on the day of their marriage. Because as Catholics, they receive marriage, they receive a sacrament. And that is why the Catholic Church has always talked about that you must have the same faith. Because otherwise you would need a dispensation, otherwise all of these different things that come up. But because they are brought together because of this sacredness, and they receive this sacrament, they will receive graces proper to that state. And that is something that we read about in our catechism. We understand when anytime we receive a sacrament, we receive an increase of sanctifying grace as long as we don't have an obstacle to that. Obstacle being mortal sin. And so when you receive Holy Communion, you receive an increase of sanctifying grace as long as you are in the state of grace. You go to confession, you receive an increase of sanctifying grace. So every sacrament we receive an increase of sanctifying grace. But then from that, you also receive what is properly termed sacramental graces. So again, going to the fact of receiving Holy Communion, you receive sacramental graces proper to Holy Communion, receiving the Holy Eucharist into your soul. You go to confession, you receive graces that are proper to the confession. And so we can say that you receive graces proper to then to help you to fight against the sins that you have fallen into, the sins that you have confessed in that confession. You receive graces to help you to overcome them. And as a priest, when we receive holy orders, we receive graces proper to our state to help us to be faithful priests, to help us to be able to administer the sacraments properly. We receive that on the day of our ordination. And so for a married couple, they will receive graces proper to their state in life to help them throughout their married state, their married life. And so they receive that on that day. That is why the necessity and the importance of making sure to make a good confession, or for a lot of couples, a very good practice is going on retreat before getting marriage, before getting married, to ensure that they are ready for this step. Because it's a step for them that will influence the rest of their life and their eternity. Just as for a priest, when he is ordained, it is something that he is ordained for life, for his eternity. It is the same way then for a married couple. That for them, they are taking on this step for eternity. And so they receive graces proper to the married state at that time. They will receive that at that, on their marriage day, to help them for the rest of their life. And so that is important for a married couple to understand and to realize what they are receiving on that day. Too often, a lot of times, couples can be worried about all the external things. The reception, the dress, the people that are coming, whatever. But the most important thing is the Mass that is offered for them, and then also that the graces that they receive on that day. Those are the most important things for them, period. Because those are the things that will carry them for the rest of their life. A lot of times no one will remember the reception, hopefully not because of other things, but they just won't remember it over time. But it's something for important for them to realize. The graces that they receive on that day, they receive these graces to help them and carry them throughout the crosses and trials that they will experience in their married state. And that is what God has given to them, because they are receiving a sacrament. And so from that, we also think about how the married couple, they are the channels of God's grace. Because in a way, we refer to them as the ministers of that sacrament. The priest witnesses it and solemnizes it in the eyes of the church. But because the exchanging of the vows, they are the ministers. And so they bring upon God's grace upon their souls. And so that is why then they must understand that and see that this is the vocation that God has chosen for them to save their soul. That is how they will get to heaven. And granted, for married couples, there will be the crosses and trials, the difficulties, the struggles. But that is what God has chosen for them by God's decree to get them to heaven. And so that is where when we understand and talk about the sanctity of marriage, it is because they receive a sacrament and they receive the graces that are proper to them to help them to save their soul. And that is what is lost in today's world. In today's world, it's a trial. Will this work out? If not, oh well. That is not the case for a Catholic couple. For a Catholic couple, they realize that this is something that will be for their eternity. If they made a bad choice, they will have to live with that for the rest of their life. That is why you try to help the children to understand the importance of making good decisions. And that's why you go over all of that with them. That's why you try to explain that to them. They may listen at that point, and then they meet somebody, and then it's all out the window because they're in love. But love is a true expression of sacrifice, of willing to sacrifice your life for someone else. It is not a selfishness of what you want. Because now at this point, as we said, it is two souls coming together. And so then it's an expression of the life of sacrifice that you will live together for the rest of your lives. I mean, how many of our young adults understand that? Because a lot of times they're influenced by the world around them. Hollywood, books, all this other junk that paints the picture that it's all for them. That is what is sad, because we're so influenced by the world around us. And that is why then you try to keep the children away from this junk. But some, that's what they read, that's what they follow, that's what they believe in. And they have a warped idea of what it's really like. And then when they get involved in it, it's like, forget this. This is not what I signed up for. That's like a priest saying, well, this is not what I signed up for. Yes, sometimes you will have some things, it's not what you signed up for. Or at least that's not what you thought you signed up for. But you know what? You deal with it. And for married couples, a lot of you, sometimes it's the same way. You think to yourself, this is not what I signed up for. But then you realize this is for eternity, so I deal with it. And you realize that these are the things that will help you to sanctify your soul. Because with any vocation, there's a life of sacrifice. Any vocation, married, singled, religious, any vocation is a life of sacrifice. Because every vocation includes the cross. And it's because of what our Lord said to us. Deny yourself, take up your cross, and come follow me. The open invitation to every single soul. Not just the religious, not just the married, not just the single. Every single soul is what he said. And so therefore, if we understand that every vocation will have the cross, will be a life of sacrifice, well, at least we understand that going into it. But that is the determining factor of your life together. It is a life of sacrifice, but it's for you to understand that it's a life of sanctifying your soul. And so that's what we must try to understand. Obviously, you parents that are married, you understand the sacrifices that you make. The sacrifices you make for your spouse, the sacrifices you made for your children or make for your children, you realize that every day of your life. And so that is, for all of us, that is the same understanding. The sacrifices that we make, those sacrifices will influence our eternity. And so that's where you don't want to destroy what young couples come into thinking about marriage, but you want them to be realistic. When they come to you on the seventh cloud and come flying into your office, floating in, you try to bring them back to reality and say, hey, all well and good, but realize every vocation has the cross. And maybe they think life is a bed of roses. Until they find the thorns of the roses. And then they realize life is a bed of roses. But it includes the thorns as well as the bud. And so that's where you try to help couples to understand that. But God gives them the graces to help them to save their soul. God gives them the graces to help them get through the crosses and trials and difficulties of their married state. If they understood that properly in going into it. And that's why I encourage couples on their anniversary or different things. Yes, celebrate with a nice meal together, spend time together. Also read the nuptial mass together to see what the Catholic Church showed to you on that day of what you need to live up to. I mean, that is why when we have our days of recollection, yes, we read through the different things as a priest of what we should be living our lives for. And sometimes you realize, okay, I need to do better on this, or I need to try harder on this. That is why it's so important for us to review that every month. You could make your own day of recollection for married couples. Not wait for mine. Read, pray. Think about the step that you have taken. And that is what is important for you. And so that is what we must try to help to understand. In order to follow our Lord, we must follow the cross. Every vocation has it. And that is the means for us that we realize, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. We realize that is the step for us to make it to heaven. And so that's where we try to show to couples and understand that the sanctity is there for you. Because you are receiving a sacrament, you will receive the graces to help you to save your soul. And you have all you need to save your soul in your married state, if you understand it properly. And so as I say, because it is so under attack today, it is good for us to remember truly what the Catholic Church says about matrimony. Because even the Catholic Church, with Pope Francis, is talking about things that shouldn't even be talked about or discussed. We have to pray, we have to sacrifice to make sure that the Catholic Church always teaches what it always has taught. That it doesn't get influenced by the world around us, the immorality of the world, and that it is brought down by that. We cannot have that. And so it requires from us a life of sacrifice, a life of prayer. So I'll leave to you a quote that I think sums up very well matrimony itself. The love is not based on the passing moments, nor does it consist in pleasing words only, but in deep attachment of the heart, which is expressed in action, since love is proved by deeds. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.